Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's Review Podcast. Here is my review of Urinetown the Musical. Music and lyrics by Mark Hallman, directed by Tom Mullen, musical direction by Michael Sobey, produced by Blue Dog Entertainment at the Mercury Theater. Urinetown the Musical glows at the intimate Mercury Theater. Some shows need to be marketed to a specific audience, and Urinetown is sure one of those. It appeals to the same 20 or 30-something crowd that the House Theater Chicago has cultivated. These folks like savvy, satirical, over-the-top, fresh, toe-tapping comic musicals. Urinetown, the winner of 3 Tony Awards, provides all of that and more. It also works best in the intimate 300-seat Mercury Theater. This could be the right show, at the right venue, at the right time. That is a formula for success. There is nothing like it anywhere. Urinetown is a fresh, hilarious spoof of the Brechtian epic theater and of Wellian stretch of operatic form. The result is a fresh, original, colorful, surprising musical. This show is nothing but fun. Urinetown proves once again that almost any topic is grist for the mill of the talented musical composers and lyricists. This exuberant show will leave you basking in the glory of the stage's power to entertain. Urinetown is a product of the Fringe Festival in New York City. It is simply the story of 2 kids who fall in love in the city in the middle of a water shortage. It spoofs political corruption, corporate greed, and the social consequences of mismanaged environment. Classic left-wing issues such as exploitation and abuse of the poor and organized resistance versus terrorism are explored in this irreverent, campy style that is pure Bertolt Brecht, as the characters stay aloof and at times step out of character and even speak to the audience, all in good fun. These techniques and a fabulously energetic and melodious score amounts to a winning show. We hear an original score chock full of references to the Threepenny Opera, to the Cradle Will Rock, and the Depression-era big extravaganza musicals. The wonderful choreography by Brian Lofer is true to the original Broadway production. Sometimes the dances imitate Fosse or Jerome Robbins. Sometimes they're a march. Sometimes spectacularly frantic chaos. A lot of people running around and climbing up and down the 2-tiered set. But theatrically, it becomes a thrill. Movement is paramount in the show, with terrific choral singing to underscore the moment. We hear folk and gospel in the Run Freedom Run, which is the big song in Act 2. Music and dance references in the show are to The Boyfriend, Dames at Sea, Little Mary Sunshine, West Side Story, Guys and Dolls, Fiddler on the Roof, Cabaret, Annie, Chicago, Les Miserables, and even a reference to Wicked, which gives laughter and underscoring to the satire of the musical. The writers make reference to the show's lousy title, Urinetown, and the policeman, played by John Fraser, narrates with wit and deadpan. This adds a layer to the spectacle, to the fine script and excellent songs that are funny yet appropriate. I mean, there's a song called Don't Be a Bunny, which is acute yet philosophical as it talks about corporate power. With songs like It's a Privilege to Pee, we laugh and wonder what's going on here. And soon we realize that it's theater, that it's music, that it's wonderful. Just sit back and let it do its magic. Urinetown's finest moments are ensemble-drawn numbers with exuberant dance and rich choral singing in the Mark Blitzstein sort of effect. We relate to John Fraser as Officer Lopstick, the dedicated officer and narrator. Fraser brings a campy presence and works well with Ronnie Giva's Little Sally, the Annie-type little girl, who is the inquisitive child who comments on the show's action with Limestock. And Giva's got some of the funniest lines in the show. Christine Sherrill belts several tunes in her best Ethel Merman tradition as Penelope Pennywise, fabulous name. Michael Accardo as Caldwell sells his greedy philosophy with campy humor. Tamara Spiewak as Hope Caldwell is funny and delivers her numbers with a deadpan humor and a lot of sincerity. Michael Buchanan is the cute boyish hero Bobby Strong. He expels a fine voice and great musical range, and he is convincing and sort of a low-key activist. He's the boy next door who becomes the hero. He leads the fluent ensemble of the poor folks who really make this show. This is very much of an ensemble-drawn show, who perform and land the show several energetic numbers with a tremendous amount of energy. In Urinetown, the poor folks win in many ways. The bizarre plot and crude themes only ruffle the feathers of the Broadway purists. And that's exactly what playwright Greg Kotis and his talented musical writer Michael Holman decided to do. This is in-your-face theater that will challenge your basic concepts on what makes a musical. They succeed beyond even their expectations. The show here is about pushing the boundaries that can result in a hilarious, entertaining night at the theater. Who would have thought? Shows like Urinetown are why I'm glad I get to see theater every night. This is an energetic show that is totally different. I think it'll appeal to the 20 and 30-something crowd. And some of us people who like traditional theater get a kick out of this because it's just such good satire and it's very high energy. Urinetown, it just may be playing for a long, successful run if the young, hip crowd discovers this cute, high-voltage musical. For a top ticket price of $48.50, Urinetown offers a loop-caliber show for a lot less. My rating on Urinetown? Highly recommended. It is at the Mercury Theater, 3745 North Southport in Chicago. The schedule is Wednesdays and Thursdays at 7:30, Fridays at 8, Saturdays at 5 and 8:30, Sundays at 5. The running time is 2 hours and 30 minutes with intermission. Urinetown is playing to a limited open run. For tickets, call 773-325-1700. That's 773-325-1700. Thank you. Talk to you next time.